Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON. This is America's Heroes Group, and I am the host, Cliff Kelly, with my co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari, and our assistant digital media producer is Titus Williams. And America's Heroes Group Roundtable, she serves, she matters, partner, she voices coalition, sister, soldier, she vet, inspire. I think most of you, of course, know who we are talking about, and we are so pleased. We are so pleased to have her. How are you, Wanda Perry?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, great, great. Good to hear your voice. Everything okay?
Good to hear yours as well.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, tell us, you do so many things. What's going on now?
Oh, we're talking about women today, Cliff. We're talking about women and stepping up and, you know, and being the advocate that they desire to be, because now is the time.
So the rise of the woman advocate, that's your topic.
Yes, yes, the rise of the woman advocate. You know, we have an elect VP that's heading the forefront for us, and the eyes are on the woman right now. Eyes are on the woman, and so this is, doors are opening up, and it's time for us to step up and make things happen and make the impact that we've been wanting to make and been maybe sitting on the side and not doing anything about it.
Yes.
Well, I certainly think that there's been a whole lot of folks that have certainly understood the fact that we've got to have the women step up. The rise of the woman advocate. Would you say that is happening?
I would say that it is. I say that we've really recognized that the door is open for us right now. What I really want to do is make it clear that we have to take action with that. We have to be proactive and begin to move in the direction of which we are wanting to make that impact, so that we can get the momentum and be a part of the momentum that's going on and walk through the doors that are now open.
Okay. I'm so happy. Yeah, go ahead. I'm so happy to hear you say that, because it is so obvious now that, you know, women are involved. And people want them involved, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They want us involved. And, you know, for a long time, we felt like we weren't heard. But the attention is now on us. And one of the ways that we can do it is to begin to support one another and get underneath the wings of someone who was really out there and help them to be able to catapult forward. Because all we're doing is really helping to pave the way more for ourselves and what it is that we want to do. So by helping others, you've heard that the more you help others, then you'll get what you want by helping someone else. And it's time to put that focus on our vision and our desire that we want to make an impact on, and not sit by on the sidelines and just watch everybody and cheer them on. We've got to support them way more than what we are thinking, because of the odds against us.
Sounds correct. One of the things that I think a lot of people will be talking to you about, and probably are, is the November election coming up.
Yes.
We just recently had a collaboration that myself and a few other organizations put together last week, and it was to celebrate the woman of color, to celebrate the woman as a whole. It was a live Facebook function, and it was all in efforts to support what Kamala Harris is doing, and to just celebrate that a woman is now being elected, has been elected to be in the White House. Mm-hmm. That's the farthest that we've just, you know, that we've ever come. And just to know that we've come that far, that we can continue to help each other with our, you know, lift each other up so that we can continue to make those types of strides. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what can, you know, so, you know, with this, how can people get involved to become, you know, get started on the journey to becoming an advocate for women? What are some of the things that you think people need to do or to think about with respect to making sure that women do, you know, fulfill their potentials and, you know, take some of these positions, elected positions and other, you know, points of power in the economic structure even?
Yeah. So really, we have to first ask ourselves, where is it? What's the area of impact that we want to make? And where do we desire to have? What's the outcome that we want to have? Right. And are we currently going in the right direction of that? And if we're not, then we have to start saying, okay, how can I begin to strategically place myself so that I can be going in that direction and start making a form of impact that I desire to leave, what legacy I want to leave, what footprint do I want to leave here in the earth? Because we're not talking about something that's going to happen overnight. It doesn't always happen that way. It happens maybe 5 years down the road. So we have to look at where we are now and what it is that we want to make that impact in and see how we can begin to get involved in supporting other organizations and strategically plan the direction that we want to go.
Yeah, so what are some of the things that people can do to put that foundation into place like you're talking about? Advocating for people? How do they do it?
Yeah, so they first have to, again, recognize where they are and then have the courage to stand up and begin to speak for themselves and raise their voice up. You know, get involved with media, do things of nature that their voice will be able to be heard. Start supporting one another. Mm-hmm. If there's someone in the community that's doing something that is along the lines of their values, then find ways that they can volunteer or begin to get involved to help move that action forward with that organization, mm-hmm. and begin to share the load. You know, it's not always a light load when you have an impact that you want to make. Oftentimes there's a lot of moving parts and it requires people to collaborate to make it happen. So see where you can fit in. What contributions can you bring to that team or that organization that is aiming to make the impact that you absolutely have as your end goal? And then get involved with, you know, supporting candidates, mm-hmm. and the electives that are out there, mm-hmm. they need support. It doesn't matter if it's even just sharing a social post, you know, mm-hmm. or passing out posters and knocking on doors. Help get involved with that so that people can become aware of their rights to vote and who the candidates are that they are supporting, and so that they can become aware of who's running. And do their research, be a part of bringing awareness to the community for that by educating the people that are surrounded by them, the next generation. They can begin to volunteer and educate the next generation. It may not be something even involving with politics, but mm-hmm. leaving your footprints also can be educating the next generation, generation X, Y, and Z. So that they won't make the same mistakes that we've made in the past. You know our rights. So we need to know our rights. And when we begin to stand, so that we won't just fall for anything when someone comes and try to contradict what we're going after, mm-hmm. know what we are, what's our right to be able to take that particular stand. And then lastly, join the conversation. Join the conversation. Don't sit on the sidelines on something that you're really interested in and making move forward. to help it move forward, we got to get in that conversation, and that's how things will begin to move. We'll begin to be a part of the conversation and join the momentum, be aware of what's going on, so that when the door is open completely for us, then we're aware of it. It's easier to be aware of it when you're a part of it. But when you're sitting down on the sidelines, that door will open and close, and they can still be sitting there waiting like, oh, it happened so fast, but I wasn't ready for it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we have to be in motion to be a part of it and find where we fit in and just have the courage to do it and start making the impact that we want to make. Let our voices be heard.
Sounds great, Sister Soldier. You can talk with her if you'd like to call us right now at WVON. Call-in number is 773-591-1690. She's the CEO of SheVet, Inc. And, of course, everybody knows her. She's an inspirational leader who helps veterans, women, and minorities step into God's call for their lives, rising their creative skills, or raising, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And she's... You've been great.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, as she was mentioning, you know, Cliff, one of the things I was thinking about while you were speaking to Sister Soldier is that we've had so many different people come up, you know, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Michelle Obama, so many people coming up recently that are projecting in the national, international media. And that's got to be giving at least some icons, some people to look at. You know, for these young ladies who are being raised right now, about what the future looks like for them and where they should be striving for. So it's really encouraging that we're seeing this right now.
It certainly is, and I think you're saying some things, Doc, that I hope a lot of people listen to this because we know of Sister Soldier. But there's a lot of people who need to know her better because she's done a whole number of things. What else do we need to know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to encourage one another.
Yes.
You know, again, join each other. And if the mission seems like it's too big to do by yourself, you have to know that it just doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make the strides, just like partnering with someone. So, like, my voice by itself is loud, but it gets louder when I partner with other people, such as America's Heroes Group and Women, you know, Power for Her collaboration. So when we begin to collaborate, our voice becomes more as one, and we have a stronger stance, a stronger foundation to reach a larger platform. So don't be afraid to reach out to someone who is in the area of expertise of what it is that we want to do and offer our services. Become a mentee, you know, whatever it is that you can contribute, get your voice in there. Begin to start working it so that you can be heard and gain the confidence to do what it is that is going to cause you to move forward in the next step.
Are we seeing, I'm sorry, Colonel. I'm sorry, I think there is a developing role for women in leadership. Would you say that's true?
Oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It most definitely is. And more organizations are now collaborating and getting together, and they're making the space and providing the platform for the women to say, you know, have their part in it and to contribute where they can. And making up teams, and I think that's really what's going to make the difference. And we're going to see a huge difference throughout this the end of the year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that it will end regardless of who gets in office. We, you know, we hope for the best, but I don't think that it'll end. I think that we can also, if we want to really make an impact, we get involved with public service, you know, and began to go to some of those nonprofits that train you how to be a public servant, and you can really work and assist those candidates and understand how the campaign runs, how the elections are held and how you can inform the public to get out and really even use their voice for making a difference. It only happens when we take the stance to have the courage to use our voice to make things happen.
You know, I think it's just great that women are more involved. But because of what you do, Sister Soldier, as a vet and so forth, I mean, you bring a lot to the table that other people don't. Do you think that makes a difference in what you're able to get done?
I think that it does. Sometimes
I do too.
People don't always, you know, they don't always identify themselves, and they're mm-hmm. they may sit back on the sidelines, but I often have someone maybe text me or message me or something mm-hmm. like that and say the difference that is making, that they are seeing, that they were encouraged to change mm-hmm. the direction of what they're doing and step out and be a little more bolder to do what they have been perhaps waiting to do for a long time.
Yeah, that's uh-huh. really interesting. Yeah, because you know, one of the things that because I'm an alma mater is Howard University, so
oh, yeah,
Kamala
great.
Is coming from there.
Uh-huh.
So Kamala, and so you know, she was an AKA. So you have many sororities: the Deltas, the AKAs, the you know, the Zeta Phi Betas, the Gamma Sigma Rho's, the you know, yeah. You know, so you have quite a few organizations out there that are doing great work all the time. You know, alongside the fraternities, the Alphas, the mm-hmm. Q's, and the yeah. and the Kappas, and all. So, you know, I think that this is really a time. The HBCUs, I hope,
yeah.
really get
yeah.
a boost from this, because they have been so underfunded and so ignored. But so many great people have been coming out of them, all the way from Thurgood Marshall to you name it, that's been
true.
Coming out of these
you
schools.
Know, yeah, you know, it's almost as if she's the authority that she's gained right now, the momentum, just to highlight, and the idea of a woman being elected, a minority woman being elected mm-hmm. in office, has given mm-hmm. us permission
mm-hmm.
to really be able to sound our voices.
Right.
So people are
right.
coming out, and they're starting to speak out and be a part of what they feel like they are a part of now.
Yes, and really taking a stake and saying that this is our country.
Yes.
And listen, the yes. great thing about it, Doc Sister Solia, is some of these ladies that you see are just. They're unbelievable. I mean, they're great.
They're owning it. They are owning
yep.
it.
Yep, that's
yeah.
exactly right.
Yeah, because now we understand that we do matter, and we can make it that far, in hopes that we'll make it even farther by getting that position, because the United States is the last one to really get on board outside of other countries. They
mm-hmm,
have,
mm-hmm.
You know, authorities in other countries that we have never had at our highest
that's
command.
True. Yeah, that's true.
That's right. And this helps all the people in the country, everyone,
yeah.
no matter
yes.
what your
yes.
what your race is, what yeah. your agenda. It helps everybody if we
sure
reunite
does.
And really respect each other. So
Sister Soldier,
really
thank
movement.
You so much for being with us.
Yeah.
You are welcome.
Appreciate
it's always my pleasure.
We'll be having you come back, okay? All right.
All right. You
okay.
have a wonderful weekend.
And you
Sister
too.
Soldier,
okay.
keep marching on.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Stay with us. This is Cliff Kelly with Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold and America's Heroes Group, and we will be back with more right after this.
Keep your finger on the pulse of urban radio by tuning into WVON, the only urban talk station on iHeartRadio. Download the iHeartRadio app today. It's absolutely free.
War is not the answer. Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SeidmanLaw.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.